This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm John Matarazzo. Coming up in a moment, Senate Democrat may derail the $3.5 trillion Build Back Better bill. That story right after this short message.
Did you know families that typically make $35,000 to $95,000 annually often won't qualify for the federal Pell Grant? At Liberty University, we created a solution to help students afford the quality education they deserve. Our Middle America Scholarship, when combined with the Liberty Champion Award, will match the Pell Grant, a value of up to $5,495 per year for up to 4 years. And the Middle America Scholarship is stackable with most other Liberty aid. Learn more by texting MAS to 49596. Again, that's MAS to 49596.
Democrat Senators Joe Manchin of West Virginia and Kristen Sinema of Arizona have been labeled by The View's extremely liberal host, Joy Behar, as enemies of the democracy for their opposition to the $3.5 trillion Build Back Better bill. Senator Manchin says that the bill is fiscal insanity and it would not get his vote without major adjustments. On Wednesday, he said that, "I cannot and will not support trillions in spending or an all-or-nothing approach that ignores the brutal fiscal reality our nation faces." He also said that the bill was not drafted in a bipartisan way, and he believes that the bill would take weeks of editing before it could be reconciled. According to the Wall Street Journal, Manchin argued that this bill would cause great inflation and debt. In his statement about the bill, he wrote that, "Spending trillions more on new and expanded government programs when we can't even pay for the essential social programs like Social Security and Medicare is the definition of fiscal insanity." He also said that proposing a historic expansion of social programs while ignoring the fact we are not in a recession and that millions of jobs remain open will only feed a dysfunction that could weaken our economic recovery. Rather, he wants to reconcile the bill. "The reconciliation bill should be driven by what we need and we can afford, and not to re-engineer the social and economic fabric of this nation, or vengefully tax for the sake of wishful spending." Senator Manchin said that America is a great nation, but great nations throughout history have been weakened by careless spending and bad policies. "Now more than ever, we must work together to avoid these fatal mistakes, so that we may fulfill our greatest responsibility as elected leaders and pass on a better America to the next generation." I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from others' journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast as well as many more Spirit-filled podcasts on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, One Story, Well Told. For more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John Matarazzo. God bless you.